This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're hanging out with Dr. Wendy Christian this morning. Before we get there, let's say thank you to Mana Health Products, because this insert is sponsored by Mana Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner, Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Brad. I am. Thank you. I hope you are too.
Yeah, not too bad. Happy to be here this morning and to be able to chat around our skin, which I realize is a little bit more than just stopping our insides from falling out. It plays a really important role.
It absolutely does, yes.
So I've remember getting this in a quiz question when I was a kid, asking which is our biggest organ. And I was always thinking, is it the heart? Is it the lungs? It must be the lungs. They're pretty big. Or what about the colon? And then eventually finding out the correct answer is actually skin. Our skin is an organ.
It is indeed. And it is a functioning, very important part of our bodies. As you said, it's not just there to hold everything in, although it does. But it plays a vital role in our in the protection and regulation, as well as our overall well-being.
And I would think it would be a kind of like a shield as well, protecting what's so sensitive and delicate and very intricate beneath.
Yes, absolutely. It does. So our skin is protecting us from all sorts of pathogens, which are bugs, germs, viruses, bacteria, all of those kind of things. It protects us from toxins, from UV radiation, from the sun. It protects us from dehydration. And so it does. It has a very, very important role.
We've spoken about the gut, and you were telling us about all of the chokis that live in there and convincing us that some of them are good. When you say bacteria, you want to run for the hills. You're like, no, they are good ones. So does our skin also have bacteria in it that's good and that serves a purpose?
Absolutely. So our skin has its own microbiome, and it hosts beneficial bacteria, fungi, and other microbes that are beneficial, that help to prevent infection, to help to regulate our immune function, and to reduce any inflammation in our systems as well.
When we went through the time of COVID and we were forever putting a hand sanitizer on our hands, I think many people were reporting on how it was affecting them and how some people have had eczema flare-ups and whatever. So it makes me realize that when we overuse those antibacterials, that's going to have a negative impact on us, never mind the stuff that still stays behind on our hands. It ended up going into our tummies. So, you know, I suppose overuse of these things can also be really negative.
Absolutely. So anything that's going to disrupt the balance of bacteria or any of the microbes on our skins is going to potentially cause a problem in our systems. If you think that if your skin is like it's almost like a first line of defense, one of the first lines of defense, and if you're scrubbing it with sanitizers or antibacterials, you're actually taking away that defense system. And it makes us more susceptible then to infection and disease and those kind of things. So we want to be able to keep our skin nice and healthy. We want to keep the balance on the skin as well as possible. And we don't want to get rid of the good germs, because unfortunately, when we're using sanitizers and things like that, we're killing off everything. And that is a problem for our well-being.
I've done it myself, and I'm sure I can't be the only one. That sort of goes slightly closer to the bathroom mirror, Wendy, and you grab a bit of skin around the face and you just gently give it a pull. You're like, oh, is that what I used to look like? as things seem to be loosening up, you know, so I guess that elasticity is something that lessens or becomes less as we get older. But we need to obviously be putting good things in and good things on our skins.
Yes, we do. And yes, as part of aging, we unfortunately do lose some of that elasticity. But how we age, how quickly we age, and how, you know, what the texture of our skin is like, the brightness of our skin, all of that we still have some control over. Even if the skin is starting to age, we can still have a good, healthy skin.
What are some of the key nutrients that we need to ensure are included in a good, balanced, colorful plate of food that we eat every day to make sure that we keep our skin healthy?
So first of all, we need enough water. If we're not drinking enough water, our skins aren't going to be hydrated. So as with everything else in our body, our skins also need a lot of water. Then we need vitamin C. We need so our antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E. We need vitamin A. We need zinc and selenium, and we need essential fatty acids.
Okay, so let's quickly just chat specifically, just as we'll focus on that for the time that we've got this morning. So, are we talking about vitamin C here that we're getting in through fruits and veggies and through supplementation? Is that enough, or do we? Because you spoke about collagen production, or are we needing to be getting in that collagen supplementation as well?
Well, the interesting thing is vitamin C helps our bodies to make collagen. So it's not collagen doesn't necessarily work if you are taking it when you're a little bit older. So we can use collagen. Collagen is a good form of protein, but vitamin C is actually the building block to make collagen. So if we are providing our bodies with the building blocks to be able to make those things, then we don't necessarily need to be supplementing as well, unless we have, some issues where the collagen is going to be beneficial as well. So for me, I don't mind supplementing with collagen, but I think if we've got the building blocks, then the need for it is going to be a little bit less. And this would be with foods, with supplementation. If we're eating a colorful diet, you're going to get enough of your vitamin C, you're going to get enough of your antioxidants. We're going to be able to get rid of the free radicals, which are the unfriendly or the cells that build up in our systems that cause damage and make us age faster. So that's the reason why we want to be having these specific nutrients in our diets, and if necessary, we want to be able to supplement with them as well.
Vitamin E is not something that we talk about often with the vitamins because we always get caught up with C and B and whatever. But I've noticed the vitamin E is something you'd often see printed on a container of something of an oil or a cream or whatever, particularly for the skin, always seems to have that as a bit of a marketing bit on it to tell us it's good for your skin.
Yes. So vitamin E and vitamin A are typically vitamins that, not many people are going out to buy those vitamins, but they are quite important for, again, helping pr they prevent that free radical damage. So they prevent that, or they work in the space of the prevention of aging. So if we are aging too quickly, we're going to wrinkle faster. Our skins are not going to look as good as they need to be. And vitamin E is quite good as healing for the skin. So you'll often see it in a skin product. And we're wanting to make sure that we've got enough repair going on in our skin as well.
And the vitamin A, I guess there as well, offering the same thing or similar as the vitamin E.
Yes, so that's good for the cell turnover and the repair of the skin itself. And so those are very good in that space. But we also have to remember that if we take too many of these vitamin C, vitamin E, or vitamin A, or too much of it, they then become pro-oxidants, which is a bad thing. So it's all about the balances. We don't want to be having too much of something. More is not necessarily better.
We want to say some.
Especially if we're thinking supplement-wise. Food-wise, you can eat as much as you like, but of those foods, of those vitamin-rich foods. But if we're taking it in a supplement form, the body's still got to be able to do something with it, and that's when we want to be careful of taking too much of
That's so
that.
interesting because you say, "Ooh, I'm seeing some more wrinkles. Let's up that. Let's just go crazy with the vitamin E and A. We get rid of these lines, and then it'll have the opposite effect."
It could potentially have the opposite effect because you've also got to think about what is it doing to your cells inside your body as well.
Let's just wrap up here with all the time we've got left this morning with zinc and selenium. That's not a word you hear often.
No, so zinc is quite popular. Most people know about zinc. Selenium is another mineral. It's very good in the healing space, and both are good for antioxidants. Zinc is especially good in the immune space as well, so it's supporting your immune system in your body as well. But those would be important in the healing and keeping the skin as healthy as possible.
And we may as well just finish with the last one that you had on the list you shared earlier, the essential fatty acids, the omegas.
Yes, so those are very important for reducing inflammation and dryness. So if we think our skins are going to be dehydrated due to lack of water, but they also need fats. So the skin cells need enough fats, and they need healthy fats. They don't need the unhealthy fats. And if we're taking the essential fatty acids, that then helps us, or consuming them in our diet, then that is going to help to keep the skin nice and plump, and it's going to keep it nice and moist.
We love that. That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christine. We're talking around healthy skin, and we'll continue this conversation for the next parts over the next few weeks. A massive thanks to you, Dr. Wendy. Thank you for your time. And you can find Dr. Wendy at Integrated Health Solution. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner. Thanks, Wendy. Have yourself a really super Thursday, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Pleasure, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.